By the way, Senator Jeff Wilson there in the 19th. I love the work that you do, besides the fact that you stand out in front of highways all the time and warn people about bridge closings and everything else. I certainly appreciate the work that you're trying to do on the assault weapon ban, speaking actual facts and just basic common sense. I'm a fan of yours, Mr. Wilson, Senator Wilson, so I'm glad you're on the show. Also now battling the fact that we have the highest gas prices in the United States. Senator Wilson, come to the rescue. What are you going to do?
Well, I tell you, being number one, John, isn't all what it's made up to be, especially when we know we're taking large amounts of money from everybody here in the state at the gas pump. So in order to lessen that pain,
yes.
And prior to us having to call ourselves or get ourselves back into session, we've simply started the ball rolling by asking the Department of Ecology, who's in charge of all these rules, to provide them some options that I think they already know about, but we'd like them to be implemented earlier or sooner than later to kind of give some relief to us. Because in fact, we will be working on legislation specific to this, but we're months away. So meantime, we've asked Ecology to step in and to offer up some solutions that they can do right away within their own power, John, to make our lives a little bit more, I guess, day-to-day easier.
Senator Wilson, let me ask you, as I fold this tinfoil hat and put it on, are they just trying to get us out of our cars? I mean, ultimately, is that the long game? Make gas so expensive, you have to go to another alternative, which is electric.
Well, of course, it's kind of hard to tax us if someday we all walk someplace. But in order to make a villain and to make a villain maybe on a escalated pace, certainly petroleum is in the target. And for us to, rid ourselves of that internal combustion, motor, maybe it's on a different time frame. I'm certainly not against transitions, John. This isn't a transition. This is a do it or else. And now we're seeing that you're being held up at the pumps. And so, money is leaving you without really much of a say at this point. And this is truly hurting a lot of people. You know, we make light of this, but, I'm a rural senator. We have people that drive further and farther for their same everyday existence, going to school, going to lunch, going to work or whatever it would be. It's too much pain right now.
So, Senator Wilson, you and 42 other lawmakers actually sent a letter, and you've got about 8 changes that you think can be made before the next auction in August. That seems very optimistic. What are a couple of the changes that would be very easy to do that you think would help this?
Well, the easiest thing to do is, of course, to modify the ceiling or the entry level ability on these carbon credits, increase the supply of these allowances. And what you do is you reduce the overall amount that gets into this auction fervor, this excitement, but it's driven it up so much in cost. We can help control that by selling, say, more of the allowances, but at a lesser rate, and change the ceiling, I guess, of this. You've got to have a stop sign or a slow sign sooner or later on escalating prices, you guys. And the rest of it is, we also aren't doing what we said we do. A lot of people are paying this extra carbon auction price, and they weren't supposed to. Those people that are in food production and food transportation, they were supposed to be exempt from this, and they're not. So that's something that they need to fix right away. And how about allocate a greater number of no-cost allowances? We can mitigate these costs. This is a mechanical tax or a fee environment that we created. We have complete control over this. My favorite one, of course, is just suspend. Take a break today. Suspend the program until we figure this out.
Yeah.
Now, that's asking for my favorite, but it doesn't hurt to ask one of those 8 asks.
And it seems like you're hearing from Inslee and the rest that, oh, no, this isn't our fault. this is corporate greed. These are gas and oil companies that are just raking people over the coals. They're just so greedy. So we have to get in there and try to come up with some sort of legislation that would say, you know, there would be a windfall profit tax or something like that, which would actually only create less supply, which would then drive the prices up higher. But as to explain to people how it works without boring the hell out of them, so the gas company says we're going to produce X amount of carbon. We're going to have this many tons of carbon will be produced as we go to make this product. So therefore, to offset it, we will have to pay. We're going to go buy at auction a certain amount to sort of pay for the carbon that we're going to produce. Right? Isn't that how it works?
Well, absolutely. It's really that you're buying a permit to pollute. In other words, for all the carbon that is emitted based on 25,000 metric tons, those big polluters, they still can pollute. They have to buy these credits.
Right.
And these credits are supposed to go to carbon reduction programs. And the oil refining industry really has been tagged as is the ultimate responsibility, say, for tailpipe emissions. So what they're doing is they create this permissive, you buy this right, this ability to pollute or continue to pollute, we'll take your money and we'll get you into a warring faction, a bidding war.
Right.
And there's where the only people that lose, of course, are the people that will pay for this. John, I don't know of most any for-profit business that simply would like to donate their profits. This is a cost of doing business that I think everybody expects businesses to pass on their costs to their consumers. So the remarks, Governor Inslee was very clear, it was going to cost just a few pennies. Listen, that's incorrect. It was incorrect when it was first stated, and to this day it still stands. 45 cents is not just a few pennies. It means dollars every time you go to add fuel to your existing transportation.
Right. Well, in a way, I think Danny Westing described it as, he didn't use the term noble lie, but basically he would have never gotten this passed if he was truthful with it. So by 2 or 3 cents or 5 cents, Todd Myers of the Washington Policy Center took a look at the website that was up there, the government website, when they put up, oh, it's going to be just a few pennies. I was, well, okay, we could take a few pennies. But they knew that this thing was going to be, because they're limiting the amount that's on auction, which will drive the price up. They knew it was going to be this much, or they maybe underestimated how much it would be paid for it at the auction. This fails in California as well. They thought they would be making millions and millions of dollars more, but they're not making the same amount because the people are just not buying, or the auction isn't going the high prices that they hope for. So the effect on the economy is enormous, because everybody pays to have something transported somewhere. So it's in the food price, it's in the work price, it permeates the entire economy. Cost of energy, and it costs jobs, it costs just people having to pay 45 cents more on every single one of these gallons that are being distributed and then used. So when do we ever get relief? Because I gotta tell you something, as much as you want to do this, Senator Wilson, and the others that are with you, I can't imagine you're going to be able to get them to give you any sort of relief at the pump.
But John, that's the ultimate goal. But as you and I both know, we're setting the stage to be honest about it. And I guess that's the first step, to admit what we already predicted.
Right.
And it's okay to face up to that mistake. But you're right. I'm looking towards and forward to hopefully gaining support of the majority party that, of course, in both the House and the Senate is the same. And we are going to have to listen instead of speak to people. We're going to have to listen to them and realize that we went too far. We had a ceiling on these auctions that really didn't have a ceiling. And so we ended up generating so much money at the expense of everyday people in Washington State. And you're correct. Washington State isn't just the leader now in fuel prices. We're becoming incredibly expensive just to exist.
Yeah.
And that includes our fixed income people to I guess, rich and famous radio celebrities. But, in doing this, it's something that we cannot ignore. So I'm not going to give up at all, John.
Okay.
There's no way. I'm not built that way. And the 19th legislative district, as well as others, I think we can reel this in and make a big push this session.
Do you have any Democrats that are with you on this? Because it affects both Republicans, Democrats, and Independents whenever they fill up their car at the pump. You lost Senator Hobbs, who was really great because he actually was one of the votes that stopped a lot of this nonsense. I think Inslee moved Hobbs out of there, moved him over to Secretary of State so that he would not have that roadblock again. But do you have enough support in order to get others to sign on to this?
Well, we're certainly in the process of trying now, and you are correct. I miss Senator Hobbs. I have the pleasure of working with him now as secretary.
Yeah.
But you're right. There were some that took the stand. There are others that we are talking to because, listen, everybody is being contacted. I don't see anybody calling up and complimenting the Climate Commitment Act cost at the pump right now. I don't know of any of that communication going on. So the real talk,
yeah,
the honest talk is coming to both Democrat and Republican legislators saying this is hurting us. And we knew it would. It's just now that the pain is real, I'm hoping that that will spurn more from across the aisle to realize, listen, we got to get some relief in this. We haven't called for drastically ending it, although it would be, I would support that, but a compromise somewhere in the middle is really where we need to go with this, because right now there's no compromise.
No.
Our number one in a negative fashion.
Yeah. Well, listen, we wish you the best. Godspeed. Get out there on the side of the highway. And look out. Every time I go to your Facebook page, you're always on the side of the highway yelling about some bridge being closed. I'm like, is Wilson O safe out there? I mean, I know you want to be on camera and give everybody the latest on the Longview Bridge, but good God, Senator Wilson, step off to the side, because you know what's going to happen is the people are driving by, hey, there goes Senator. There's Senator Wilson out there, right? Slow down and look at you.
It's a good place to go out and pick up garbage. Welcome to Washington. That's where you'll find me, on the road picking the trash up.
Well, good. You belong here on this show then. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Senator Jeff Wilson. Appreciate you coming on. Good luck. Godspeed. Get those prices back down again. Much appreciated.